Air quality experts are looking to the government's pandemic school plan due out today to do more to protect students in classrooms. They've just met with the Ministries of Education and Health to push for air monitoring and filtering purifiers like the thousands being rolled out in Australia. Phil Pennington reports.
Schools across the country are grappling with what life under COVID means. Classrooms are tailor-made for the virus to remain suspended in the air for long periods before being inhaled, triggering new infections. Other countries are also confronting this. In the UK, 6 out of 10 principals surveyed want more action on ventilation, and high-efficiency HEPA filters are being trialled in 30 schools. Victoria over the Tasman is meanwhile importing 51,000 purifiers as schools reopen this week. The US has screes of detailed advice on ventilation, including in childcare centres. Here, the Education Ministry's very limited online advice is about opening windows. It is not talking about deploying purifiers. Otago University researcher Julie Bennett met with officials in Wellington yesterday to lay out the measures they can take, beginning with putting carbon dioxide monitors in rooms.
I would hope that the indoor air quality in schools is looked into more carefully and we get a better idea. We've got a whole range from single cell classrooms to large open plan classrooms that hold more children. So working out what the best strategies are for each of those areas is going to be really important.
Research shows a typical classroom here only meets building code ventilation standards for less than half of the school day. That not all have opening windows, and where there are, few teachers open them due to wind and noise. Bennett says the meeting with officials was a starting point.
There is a lot to do. I think that we haven't invested in our school buildings. So other countries are ahead of us in terms of the ventilation they have within their buildings and the standards that they are required to meet.
Auckland GP Dr. Sandhya Ramanathan is a YouTube star of COVID explainers, including the latest titled, Is Your School Ready?
I think we're way behind the eight ball. We should have been looking around the world and preparing for this.
Her own son returned to class to do Cambridge exams this week, so Dr. Ramanathan got together with some other medical professionals to give principals advice, such as only using air conditioning if it's to provide fresh, not recirculated air.
So we can protect our children. Because we know, actually, kids can safely return to school if you use the multi-layered approach.
The Education Ministry says it recently began talking with the Ministry of Health about ventilating classes and that internationally fresh air is acknowledged as the best option. It says the approach here may differ from other countries with different climates and school designs. Its statement does not mention air purifiers or monitoring. Cheap carbon dioxide monitors at $400 a piece were developed some years ago locally. As for HEPA filters, the US has developed $200 ones, while a New South Wales researcher estimates the cost at about $700 per classroom. Professor Lydia Moraska of Queensland was hugely influential, showing that airborne COVID is a greater threat than surface-borne transmission. She says Germany has had carbon dioxide monitors in its classrooms for years. New Zealand, Australia and other countries largely oblivious to the ventilation risks for years should follow its lead.
The first thing is to understand what is the situation with ventilation. We don't have the monitors, but we are buying air purifiers, which will be running regardless whether we need them or not. Carbon dioxide monitors are cheaper than the purifiers. So the first thing is really to understand the situation.
The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment has a research project going on into how to mitigate airborne COVID spread. It's due to report back next year.